Welcome, 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 welcome to the program. I am Rob Zicari. This is the Rob Zicari Show. And where do we begin? That is the question. Where do we begin? There's so many things that are happening right now with the convention. The Dems today are starting their convention. There's so many things that are going on with them. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start. We have polls. We have conspiracies. We have Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We have Donna Brazile. I mean, it's we have a basket full of drama. And the Dems were so they were so smug. And my bad. Wait a minute. I was just reminded. I don't know how I let this slip. And of course, the very, very exciting. I mean, we knew Friday morning when we were doing the program, but it's official. It's official. Yes, it's official. Tim Kaine will be Hillary Clinton's. Tim Kaine. Now, granted, Trump's pick, Mike Pence, is no ball of enthusiasm. He's no rock star, but the whole point of Pence was to bring some legislative chops to the ticket. He didn't want, Amorosa or Lou Ferrigno as the Veep. He wanted somebody that was a governor, somebody that was a senator. We got what we were supposed to get. Now, on the Hillary side, just shows the arrogance of the Democrats. It really does. It shows the arrogance of Hillary Clinton and, of course, the DNC, of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the rest of them. I just like to say Wasserman Schultz. But that they have the black folk in their pockets. They have Hispanics in their pockets. And they don't care about them. They doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because they could have picked Cory Booker, black guy out of New Jersey, senator. They could have picked Castro, the HUD secretary or former HUD secretary. Latino. But instead, they went with an old white guy that can speak Spanish, because he did some work there 25 years ago. That's the answer. That's the answer. And it kind of falls in line with the whole de Blasio and Hillary Clinton thing where they were doing color people time jokes. Remember that? Oh, we're on color people time. And the Democrats were like, it's all right. He's got a black wife and it's all good. Don't worry about it. We can do that. We're allowed to do that. Don't worry about it. The same thing with Tim Kaine. Like, we don't have to appeal to minorities. We don't. What are you kidding me? We don't even have to have a Hispanic on the ticket. He just has to speak Spanish. Same thing. The Taco Bowls will love it. The Taco Bowls will love it. So I forgot to mention the Tim Kaine pick as we talked about the basket of stuff we have. So where do you guys want to begin? You want to talk about the emails? You want to talk about the WikiLeaks emails? You want to talk about the polls that I know has Democrats crapping themselves? Now, you want to talk about a bounce. Mitt Romney didn't have this type of bounce. McCain didn't have this type of bounce. This was a 2000 bounce. The article on CNN said Bush had an 8-point bounce coming out of the election, or the convention going into the election. And so did Al Gore. Since then, nobody's gotten a convention bounce until Trump. Trump got a 6-point convention bounce. That's pretty big. It has the Democrats just crapping themselves. I mean, they're like in full panic mode. I mean, Hillary has to come out of this convention with a 6-point bounce. She has to do what Al Gore did in 2000. She has to come out with a 6-point bounce. That's just to stay where they've been. This is big. This is why they're freaking big. So you want to do the polls. You want to do it's like yesterday I had so many screen grabs and so many articles on the leaks. I mean, right now I'm looking at my my email, because what I do is I'll find articles, things I want to talk about on the show, because we don't have a printer, like we don't have a huge setup, or I'm seeing things, I'm pushing buttons, printers are coming, papers are don't have that. Don't have 17 assistants sending me in stuff. I have emails that I send myself, and then I have this stuff on my phone in a certain section, so I click it. That's why if you're watching live, RobZakariShow.com, TheRobZakariShow.com, you will see me at times looking down at my desk, my phone, got my notes, got my things like that. But I've got about, let's see, look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I got 17 emails. I'm looking at 17 emails. Looking at 17 emails right now. And that's new. I've got old stuff that we haven't talked about, like guns and Happy Meals. I got guns and Happy Meals. I have celebrities for Hillary. You know, because the Democrats are making fun of Bayo. I mean, not for nothing, but I think between Charles in Charge and whatever he did on that Happy Days, I think that guy's like just set on them residuals. It's all about residuals. But anyway, I got that story. I got the Pakistani star killed and mercy killing. Because remember, we talked about the whole Pakistan leading the way with mercy killings 2 weeks ago. And then bang, some selfie Pakistani star. Yeah, she's like a star for self doing the whole selfie thing. The family killed her. So I was like, oh, we got to look at that. We just talked about that. We got to talk about it. So, I mean, my show box is just over. It's just over filling here. And then, of course, I've got all these leaked emails. Like, wow. Like I said, I don't even know where do we begin? Where do we begin? All right, so Wasserman Schultz. It's funny. So everything that Trump has said, hell, everything that Bernie has said about the system being rigged, everything from the system, at least as far as the DNC goes, working against Bernie from day one. And on Trump's side, just the system as a whole being rigged. Just everything being rigged. You get these leaked emails, about 20,000 of them, about 19,000 of them pertaining to everything from Trump, which people haven't really talked about on the CNNs or the MSNBCs or the CBSs, these back page ads they were going to plant. They haven't even talked about that. But you got Trump, you got questioning Bernie's faith, Ariana Grande licking donuts, not being allowed to perform at the... I mean, it's just... Yeah, the system is rigged. System is rigged in general, and on the Bernie side, the system is rigged against Bernie. Hell, not just the system is rigged, but that the media is in the bag for the Democrats. Remember months and months and months and months and months ago, I told you that if Trump, regardless if he wins, what he has done is changed the political landscape. His presidency, his candidacy for presidency, created this hatred. Just hear me out here. His candidacy created this hatred involving the media to the point where they couldn't any longer pretend that they weren't shills for the Democrats. They couldn't. They couldn't. For years, you would say, the media is controlled by the Democrats. Everybody in the media are Democrats. And you would constantly get pushback. You'd constantly get pushback because there was never concrete evidence. Remember we talked about this in politics? It's the only thing, politics, anything involving the media. It's the only thing where circumstantial evidence doesn't put you in jail. It's the only thing where you can have 17 dots that all connect, where it's obvious what the situation is, and it gets dismissed as, well, there's no evidence. There's no concrete evidence. And in this case, as far as the media being controlled by Democrats and vice versa, these WikiLeaks show that there is concrete evidence. Even though you had MSNBC and CNN and ABC, the Politico, Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, you name it. Even though you have them going out of their way, like over the top of the way, to go after Trump. I mean, look at Washington Post. I mean, look at the Washington Post. 20-some-odd reporters dedicated to just going after Trump. I mean, every day they have some hatchet job on Trump. Hell, over the weekend they came out with their it was an endorsement. It was an endorsement for Hillary. And this scathing editorial, like scathing editorial from the board, that Trump was dangerous. I mean, come on. You've got all these outlets. You got all these outlets calling Trump Hitler, Mussolini. Every TV show, it's just insane. But still, there's no bias. There's no media bias. Of course not. Well, these WikiLeaks now have shown you got Wasserman Schultz scolding people at MSNBC, scolding Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, scolding Mika Brzezinski, the Morning Joe crew, talking to the president, Andy Lack. MSNBC marches. They march. They goose step. They goose step. They goose step to what the Democrats say. Hell, Politico, they run stories and then send them to the Democrats so they could go over. They do. They give them the story to proofread. So if they didn't like anything, they could say, hey, you gotta take this out. I mean, the WikiLeaks are just full of smoking guns. Finally, after you connect those dots and they go, oh, they still know there's no proof. These WikiLeaks actually provide the proof. I mean, you got chair people, what's her name here? Christina Freundlich. Talking about pulling commentary segments. This is her communicating with the people at MSNBC. So MSNBC would produce something, say something, and the Democrats would be on the phone. They'd be in the email. They'd be going nuts, talking about pulling commentary here, sending transcripts there. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. And this aspect of the leaks aren't being covered, well, I would say as aggressively. I don't think they're really being covered at all. I mean, MSNBC, how do you go on the air if you're Chris Matthews or you're Rachel Maddow, Brian Williams? How do you go on the air and with a straight face when you're talking about these WikiLeaks things? How do you do it? You got thousands and thousands. I mean, because there's 20,000, I don't know, 18,000, however many emails there are. But there's thousands just about MSNBC and producers talking with producers or head of the DNC, rather it's Wasserman or her people hitting up people at MSNBC, rather it's the president. How do you go on there with a straight face and act like they're not controlled by the Democrats? So when they talk about something or they're discussing a story. And see, here's the funny thing. You know, you'll hear people go, well, come on, how are they any different than Fox? Well, here's the thing. As it pertains to Fox, they've never shied away from being a conservative news outlet. They've never shied away from being a conservative news outlet. They've never done that. They've never done that. But is no, and especially when you're watching Megyn Kelly just every night go after Donald Trump. Every night go after Donald Trump. Every night go after Donald Trump. And the main people, as far as commentators slash pundits, rather it's the Krautheimers or Karl Rove, or Bill Kristol's, or Ben Shapiro's. These guys go on all of these shows and trash Trump, bury Trump. There's not one person on MSNBC, not one person that buries Hillary Clinton. Different if you've got two pundits and they're arguing, but Karl Rove isn't a pundit. Charles Krautheimer is not a pundit. Ben Shapiro is not a pundit. These guys aren't pundits. Megyn Kelly will have them on, and they will get a full segment where they are just lighting Trump up. So MSNBC always tried to pride themselves that, yes, everybody knows that they have more of a liberal slant. But Rachel Maddow is a fair journalist, and Chris Matthews and Chris Hayes and Lawrence O'Donnell and the president of MSNBC and their bit. No. Not only are they liberal shills, but they actually answer to the Democrats. They answer to Hillary Clinton. They answer to the DNC. They answer to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They answer to them. So they are nothing more. They are nothing more. And we've said it on this show countless times. We've connected the dots, but everybody just blows us off. Yeah. But now it's there. It's in black and white. It's in black and white in these emails. That the Democrats created a network that spews their propaganda. Remember what I've been saying for the last year and a half. The only way Republicans are ever going to not just control the White House, but actually reshape this country is they're going to have to buy networks. They're going to have to buy television stations. They're going to have to control the message. And that's not having a network that has the Karl Roves and the Ben Shapiros coming on and Megyn Kelly letting them spend 6 minutes trashing Trump. No. You got to have a network where every single message is controlled by the Republican Party. Every single message. Where whoever is running the Republican Party, rather it's Rance Priebus or some other person with a goofy sounding name, they are working hand in hand with the president and the executives of that network. And they are crafting programming. They are crafting messaging. There is no having somebody spend 5 or 6 minutes trashing an idea, trashing a candidate. So that's what these WikiLeaks did as far as MSNBC. And not just connecting the dots, but actually showing how they control stories. And when Wasserman Schultz is basically chastising when the head of the DNC is calling out Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. I mean, think about that. Chuck Todd. Meet the press. He's Mr. I'm in there. I'm scraping. I'm scraping and scrapping and fighting with the candidates. And I am Tim Russer. Yeah, okay. You got Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This must stop. I'm gonna call Andy. I'm calling everybody there. Chuck Todd must have got called into the president's office. Was it Andy Lack? I think that's his name, Andy Lack. Not physically, because that didn't happen, but just verbally, must have got punched in his sleepy eyes repeatedly. Just punched repeatedly. He walked out with two black sleepy eyes, Todd. It's great. Oh, man. And that's just the MSNBC stuff. That's just the MSNBC stuff. What another email. And this is funny because you've got all these emails that forget the smoking gun. They're the murder weapons. I mean, it's Democrats and MSNBC killing people on video. It's like, oh, wow, we're watching it happen. Forget. So that comes out, and yet you still have, okay, Katie Turr is supposed to be a reporter. She's not an opinion reporter. I mean, of course she is. Of course she is, but she's not supposed to be. She's supposed to be a reporter. She's like, just supposed to be like, hi, I'm Katie Turr. I'm interviewing so-and-so. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, thank you. Back to whoever's in the studio. I mean, that's what she's supposed to be. She's not supposed to be somebody that has an opinion when she's doing a report. So then what she's reporting is wrapped around her opinion, which obviously is a liberal perspective. It's just not supposed to be. I know what it is. It's just not supposed to be. So even after all these leaks come out that show MSNBC in the bag, she's doing what a reporter isn't supposed to be doing. So in one of these leaks, and if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter and you still come out and vote for the Democrats, you're a loser. Seriously, you're an effing loser. And I've said this before, months and months and months and months and months ago. I'm not expecting you to cross over and vote Trump. Okay? I'm not expecting you to cross over and vote for somebody that might have a different policy issue or view on something than you. That could be hard for some people. But to vote for Hillary Clinton, somebody that was in cahoots with the Democrat Party to destroy your candidate? I mean, say all you want about Rens Priebus, but he played everything fair. He played everything fair. And he could easily... Well, maybe not easily. He would have gotten a tremendous amount of pushback. But, you know, he could have effed around a lot more in the primary. I mean, he really could. He could have done some shenanigans. He could have been working behind the scenes against Trump. Sure. There's probably a little things here and there that Priebus did that if we all knew about it, we could be a little outraged, but nothing too big. Like, you know, maybe he spent too much time with this candidate, or maybe he put in a good word for that candidate, or whatever. But he could have been a real prick. He really could have been. And he didn't. He let everything play out. He let everything play out. But anyways, back to the Katie Tur. So if you were a Bernie, and we'll get into that a little later. Another segment we'll get into the Bernie situation and people voting for him. But if you're going to go vote for Bernie, I mean, if you're going to go vote for the Democrats, because the Democrats go, hey, either way, you got to have unity because you don't want Trump. And you go and vote for Hillary, you're a dumb mother effer. You're a dumb mother effer because it's not about Trump. Should always been about you. Should always been about who you want to be president. Anyways, so in this whole email hack, you have DNC leaders, okay? You have Wasserman Schultz, and you got this Luis Miranda, and then you have other assistants, other field workers, other operatives. You have all of these people emailing each other and discussing a narrative to come up with to go after Bernie in the southern states. One of the emails says it might, it might make no difference, but for Kentucky and West Virginia, we could get someone to ask his belief. Does he believe in a God? He had skated on saying he has a Jewish heritage. I think I read he is an atheist. This could make several points difference with my peeps. My Southern Baptist peeps would draw a big difference between a Jew and an atheist. So that was one email saying, how do we question his faith? And it just shows you that when Trump and others like me have said Hillary Clinton was the original birther, and liberals push that back. No, she wasn't. What are you talking about? No, she was the original birther. Because what you're seeing here play out as it pertains to Bernie Sanders and his Jewish faith, what you're seeing played out here is similar to this memo that was drafted by a Hillary Clinton pain manager, and it was a playbook attacking Obama and his heritage as far as, is he a Christian? Is he a Muslim? It was the Democrats that put out the picture of Obama in the whole Muslim garb. and just floated it to the media. I mean, these are all the things the DNC and the Hillary Clinton camp did back in 07, 08. And everybody said, no, those are all myths. Those are all, you know, old wise tales. Never happened. Donald Trump created birther. Donald Trump created birtherism. It's Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Here we are in 2016, and you have the DNC, you got Wasserman Schultz. You got, remember, Wasserman Schultz is going to work for Hillary Clinton next week. Just Wasserman Schultz has not been fired. Okay? Wasserman Schultz has not been banished. Okay? Wasserman Schultz hasn't even really been fired. She's stepping down after the convention. After the convention. And then after the convention, she's going to work for Hillary Clinton. You've got all these shenanigans going that involve Bernie Sanders and his faith. No different than back in 2007 and 2008. Remember, after Obama won, the DNC, along with Wasserman Schultz, everybody that wanted Hillary, said, we are not going to let that happen again. So when Bernie Sanders started to rise, they all went, up. Oh, we're not having another Obama. No. So they went to their old playbook. And that old playbook is, okay, we started to do it before. This time, we're not going to let that kind of fall through the cracks. So what do? Have somebody ask. I mean, it's obvious even more that when the news would cover some guy standing up at a Trump town hall going, yeah, what are we going to do about them Muslims? Because everybody knows our president's one. Those are all plants. Those are all plants. These are all plants. They're all plants. I mean, here's nonchalantly, oh, we'll have somebody ask if he believes in God, and we'll play on the whole Jew and atheist thing. Because my peeps will have a big problem. Plants. They're all plants. You know, the media's there. Just, wow, we got this on tape. We got it. All plants. I mean, again, you literally have, and I don't mean to bounce, but you literally have DNC people talking with media people about creating good narratives. And we'll get to that email in a second, but let me keep going so I can finish with the Katie Turr situation. So you've got emails discussing plants and going after Bernie Sanders on his religion. So Trump, it was on a tweet fury yesterday. He was just losing his mind with the tweets yesterday. He says, leaked emails of DNC show plans to destroy Bernie Sanders, mock his heritage, and much, much more. online from WikiLeaks. Really vicious. Rigged. Okay? So he says that. And then he talked about, in another tweet, Pocahontas wanted VP slot so badly, but wasn't chosen because she has... And then he says whatever else he said. So, Katie Turr. And this just shows you how it's almost like MSNBC is officially like, all right, it's over. It's over. We fought for so long that we weren't this shill for the Dems. Then Trump came along and we hate him so much that our contempt just oozes out. But we still would say no. We're real journalists. We're real reporters. We're not just shills for the Democrats. What makes us not reporters, not journalists, makes us just Goebbels. It makes us a propaganda piece. That we're wings of a party. We're state-run media. Now it's like, the jig's up. Everybody knows we're state-run media. What's the point of trying? So Katie Turr puts out a tweet and puts both Trump tweets side by side and goes, Trump mocks Elizabeth Warren's heritage in one tweet, then slams DNC considering mocking Sanders' heritage in the next. Like, ha-ha. Again, basically just abandoning trying to be objective, trying to be a legitimate, unbiased reporter, and perpetuating the lie that Elizabeth Warren is an Indian, which has been proven that she's not. The Washington Post, the liberals' best friend, all right, the liberals' best friend, did a whole piece on the Elizabeth Warren Native American. I guess that's what you have to say now in this PC world. I always remember just Indians. Oh, the Indians. Oh, look, there's trash around the world. What's going on? The Indian is looking at the camera and a tear is coming down the dirty Indian's face. Because that Indian in that commercial, I mean, some of you might be too young to remember, but there used to be a commercial and it was about litter. This is back when littering was a big deal. Littering was like global warming. You didn't litter. You just didn't litter. I know it sounds so basic. Like, yeah, of course you don't litter. You don't throw stuff on the floor. You don't throw garbage on the floor. Well, that was a big deal years ago. Okay? That was a big deal. People didn't, like, know enough. So they would run these commercials. They're good commercials, okay? So they'd run these commercials, and it would talk about litter. And it would, don't litter and pollute, and don't throw dirty McDonald's wrappers on the ground. And then they would have an Indian. And I guess because Indians were here first, and their land that we stole from them, killed them for, and whatever, the Indian turns to the camera, and the headline, I don't know, you know, he's crying because you're destroying his land, all whatever it is. And then a tear runs down his face, and this Indian looked really dirty. It looked like he was rolling around in the garbage that the commercial was talking about. It does. He's rolling around in the trash. So, Indians, that's what they are. Oh, they're Indians. Oh, look, the Indian family over there. Indians, now Native American. Okay, Native American. Well, Washington Post did an article that said Elizabeth Warren's full of crap. Full of crap. She lied on college application. She's not. She's not an Indian. That's a fact. She's not an Indian. So here's Katie Turr talking about Trump mocking Elizabeth Warren's heritage. But that's not her heritage. The word heritage should not be there. This whole tweet shouldn't be there. Elizabeth Warren is not a Native American. She's not an Indian. End of story. She's not an Indian. She lied. She lied so she could get special treatment. She lied. Okay? She lied. She lied. She has more blood and more of a lineage, more of a heritage to the woman from the Porky's movies. Remember her? Remember her? That's Elizabeth Warren. You put about 40 pounds on Elizabeth Warren, she's the woman's teacher, woman gym teacher from Porky's. She's pulling the guy's things through holes in the wall. Imagine Elizabeth Warren seeing that thing in the wall. And she's Elizabeth. Imagine Elizabeth Warren running. And she grabs it. Grabs that thing. That's Elizabeth Warren. Katie Turr. You know her dad? You know her dad's like a Bruce Jenner? I'm not, I don't, whatever, you know. But he was a Bruce Jenner before there was a Bruce Jenner. He was a Caitlyn Jenner before there was a Bruce Jenner. And he ran for mayor, who I beat. Just thought I'd throw that out. I ran for mayor many, many, many years ago. GNR for Trump had to remind me about that. I forgot. I ran for mayor. Anyways, back. I get off the beaten path here. So there you have the DNC, Hillary Clinton, Wasserman, doing what they did to Obama in 2007-08. And you have MSNBC, who is the state-run media, the propaganda of the Democrat Party, just giving up on trying not to look like they are the propaganda wing of the Democrat Party. And these are just a few of the emails. These are just a few of the emails. It's insane. It's insane. Man, this is hanging over. This is hanging over this convention. This day one. So, Rob Zicari Show, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we will continue with emails and polls and what happened this morning inside the convention when Bernie Sanders addressed his supporters and Wasserman Schultz talked to definitely not her supporters. She got shouted down. And protests that are growing in the streets of Philadelphia. Yes, the city of brotherly love.